Attorney General John Ashcroft describes himself as a conservative. But a conservative is one who strictly interprets the Constitution. A conservative is someone who favors government restraint. A conservative promotes personal liberty over the overweening use of government power. By definition, Mr. Ashcroft is no conservative. In the fight against terrorism, he's promoting sweeping prosecutorial powers. The sheer scope has shocked not just civil libertarians, but some of the nation's most prominent conservatives and law enforcement experts. Among them is William Webster, the former director of the FBI and the CIA. Mr. Webster is no hand-wringing liberal. He's someone who believes that power corrupts and that absolute power can corrupt the freedoms that make America, America. His major concern? The new military tribunal set up by presidential decree to judge people suspected of terrorism. Nothing about these courts resembles America. They can meet in secret. They allow no appeal of sentences. They do not allow a defendant to confront his accuser or choose his own lawyer. They permit the possibility of hearsay as evidence. They may not allow a defendant to review evidence against him. The death sentence is the most controversial aspect of the military tribunals. Instead of requiring a unanimous verdict, they require only a two-thirds vote. But one could actually be sent to death by a vote of less than half the court. That's because the tribunals are permitted to operate with a simple majority of members present. So if three members of a five-membered tribunal are present for a vote, two of them could send a defendant to the gallows. Two out of five. This is America? In Vietnam, they told us they had to burn the villages to save them. As we fight to defend our values against terrorism, it's shameful to watch the nation's chief law enforcement officer take the same approach to the Bill of Rights. I'm Lessa Coyne.